Yes, it's that time again. Doors to the Copilot are now open. The Copilot is my signature program where I help expats at crossroads to transform their constant overthinking about the future into clear, confident decisions that actually move their global life forward. This isn't just about finding clarity and knowing what to do. This is also really about taking action and creating momentum. The Copilot is the only room dedicated for expats at crossroads, and so you will also find your tribe of like-minded people. It is absolutely the community that you didn't know you needed. Or as one participant said, the juice was all in the group. I would love for you to join as well. Doors are now open until February 17th when we start with our first call. Take a look at the link in the show notes to find all the information that you need to join today. Hello and welcome back to another episode of This Expat Life, and Happy New Year! Happy 2026! I'm recording this from Mexico City, which is part three of my workation, and it was such a great way to start the new year here. I am absolutely loving it, loving the city, loving the people that I meet, the things that I do, my daily rhythm. I'm very happy I'm staying here for 2 months. And I might share more about that in another episode. But for this episode, I wanted to talk about or share my goals for this year and a big decision that I made recently. At first, I thought, I'm not going to share my goals. I never really do that, except with my friends and some others, my mentors. But I heard another podcast by someone else in the Netherlands, and she shared her 3 goals for this year, and it was very inspiring to me. And I thought, you know what, I am going to share my goals with you because I might inspire some of you as well. And if I do that, that's my job done. Because with this podcast, I really want to inspire you, help you boost your global life and really make choices that reflect the real you and that make you super happy. So if this episode with a more personal story does that, then I'm happy. So, as you may know, I'm a big fan of the new year. I love this clean slate that you get every January 1st. And I used to do that through, you know, New Year's resolutions and just sort of rational goals or things I wanted to have, but then I would write them down and not do anything with it. In the last couple of years, 6 years now, I have done it completely different. I have a new approach and I really view my goals differently. Now, I explained more about that whole process in a previous episode, and this is what I also teach you inside The Space, my do-it-yourself solo retreat for those new beginnings, whether that's for a calendar year or for something else. So I'm not going to dive deep into that, but the way that I see my goals, I'm very serious about it, because my goals aren't just like random things that I want to have. They reflect the person that I'm becoming, the identity that I'm stepping into. This is how I view my goals. And I very carefully select 3 goals every year. 3 is the magic number for me. And this year I have selected them as well, obviously. And usually my goals are always around the same 4, sometimes 5 different areas of life, usually 4. And it's no exception this year. There are 3 different goals reflecting 3 very different areas of my life. And I feel so excited about this year and about reaching those goals. So I'm just going to share what they are and share a little bit about the background of them, hopefully to inspire you. And at the end of this episode, I'm also going to share that big decision that I made a couple of weeks ago. So first, 2026, my very first goal is a revenue goal that I put. Now, this is a pretty ambitious goal. It's quite the stretch, I have to say. And the reason why I still added that number to the list is because I like to aim a bit higher. I don't want to go for this is realistic. Last year, this is something I only shared inside The Space. One of my goals was to move to the US. And when I wrote down that goal, I knew I'm not going to reach this goal in 2025 because there's just no way, even if a miracle happens, like the processes and bureaucracies, it's not going to happen. However, I thought if I already water down my goal because I know it's not realistic, I'm not going to go all in on that goal. So it is going to take even longer. right? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy then. If I had a goal of like, I'm getting ready to move to the US, or I'm doing everything I need to, I don't know, apply for a visa in 2 years or whatever, I would already be slowing down my growth. So I very purposefully put that goal in, knowing I wouldn't be able to reach it. And my business mentor recently said something in one of the calls that we had at the end of last year. And he said, I never reach my goals. And this is a wildly successful man. And he said, I never reach most of my goals, but I still put them on it, because if I know this is a stretch and I really, it's going to take a lot of me to get to my goal, I need to be a different person. And in that whole process, I might be aiming at the stars. I won't land there, but I'll land further away than I originally had perhaps thought I was capable of. And so that strengthened me also in my belief of, hey, it's okay to not meet your goals, because just putting that ambitious goal and then obviously going all in, being committed to it, is going to take you much farther than putting something that feels realistic or just right. So I put that revenue goal in, knowing very well that this was going to be a stretch, and it forced me to think, who do I need to become to have that revenue in the pocket? And it was a bit of a harsh truth, because I realized some things I need to let go of, some things I need to do differently in terms of my weekly action items, but also in who I'm being, how I'm showing up, what I'm thinking, what I'm believing, who I'm surrounding myself with. All those things had to change somewhat, or have to change, in order for me to reach that goal. And maybe a little background. When I put those goals in, it's not like, okay, that's the goal and that's it. No, I write a little vision for each of those goals. And so when I put that revenue goal down, I also wrote a vision of, who am I with this goal already achieved? And what will I be doing then? Like, what am I believing? What is my daily routine like? What am I saying no to? What am I outsourcing, delegating, not doing anymore? What are my standards? So I wrote all those things down. And this is really how I approach goals. It's not about that specific goal, that number, or that phrase that you wrote down, or that deadline that you put in. It is about who you're becoming in the process by achieving or getting close to that goal. For example, every year I have a goal. This is not part of the three goals, but just like an extra goal. I have a goal of reading 12 books a year. And I have been doing that for years, with the exception of 2020, when my dad died, and actually last year, 2025. And I remember for 2024, I realized I really want to read more. So let me put 15 books that year on the goal list. And I didn't meet those 15 books. Like, I didn't read them. I read 12 still. But what had changed was that prior to that, I was mostly reading during holidays. And I thought, if I want to be someone who reads 15 books a year or more, I will probably start reading at home too. And that year, all my holidays, that's actually the first year that it really started, all my holidays were linked to business events, and I did lots of road trips. So I had no time to read a book, but I still read 12 books that year. And I read all those books back home. So for me, it wasn't about those, oh shit, I didn't read the 15 books I said I was going to read. I was actually wildly successful, because in the process, I had become someone who reads at home. And that was actually my goal. It wasn't so much about, I need to read more books. I just wanted to read more often. You see the difference? And so with this revenue goal that I have as well, of course, there's a part of me that says, oh, you're not going to reach that. You know, it's the inner critic that I have. One of the exercises we do inside my coaching is the bus exercise, and we look at parts within ourselves. And I have an inner critic who tells me I'm not going to be able to reach that goal. Obviously, I have that, like so many. And there is a part of me that objects to that goal, but it's a very tiny part. And I'm still saying, I am going to go all in, because it's not about reaching that goal. It's about who I'm becoming. So either way, I will be successful as long as I'm committed to showing up differently and doing different things and taking different action. That's the real win here. So I have that revenue goal. I'm not going to share what number that is, but it is absolutely a stretch. And what it requires of me is that I am going to need to focus a lot more on only a few things. I'm someone who loves to do a lot of things. I love starting new projects. I am very broadly interested, like, yeah, this is me naturally. But if I want to go to that goal, I need to focus a lot more. I need to narrow down, I need to rinse and repeat, and I need to say no to myself much more often. So that's what I'm going to do. And how that practically is going to look is that I'm really going to focus on the Copilot because I'm just in love with that program. This is my signature program that helps expats who are stuck to move forward when overthinking isn't the solution anymore. And for expats who are stuck at crossroads, who feel just stuck in their life and they want to change, but they don't know what, or for expats who know a change is imminent because of a visa that is expiring, for example, but they feel very like without grip on their future and they want to move confidently, even if they don't know where they will be next year. So this is all about starting new chapters and doing that in an authentic way and in a confident way, even when your external circumstances are in flux. So I'm going to focus on the Copilot more. It's bringing together the most wonderful people, this current cohort. I love seeing how they are supporting each other in our private WhatsApp group, sharing practical tips, but also just emotional support, how openly they are sharing. It requires some real vulnerability. And that magic is not only in the core content that I created, but also in the group of people that are coming together in that space. And so I would love to grow this community and help more expats start their next chapters much more confidently, because I'm meeting so many expats who are just so stuck in overthinking and not being able to fully enjoy where they are because they're mentally entertaining three different mental futures they are living into. So that is the consequence, I'm very happy with, by the way, of that goal, one of the consequences. But it's also going to require a different kind of visibility for me. Yeah, I'm very visible on social media, but I think there is a level of leadership I can step into more. I mentioned this already before on a previous episode, to really stand for all the wonderful things I can help you achieve. I'm not someone who prides herself so much on what she's capable of, and I'm learning it more and more as an entrepreneur, but I really want to stand for what I can help you with and for what I believe in and for my approach, and to do that much more publicly. It is also going to require different action, and something I'm very excited about is I want to host more live events. So I'm planning to host one in February in Mexico City. Saying that here right now as accountability, but also another one in Amsterdam, maybe London again. So it's all these kind of things that if I want to reach my revenue goal, and by the way, I picked that revenue goal not because of the number, but because it would tick off different sub goals I have for myself and for my life and my business as well. Like I always choose one goal that is like a domino to other goals. So it's not just about the number. But if I want to, you know, get to that level, get to that life and business and that number, it's going to require different things. And one of the things is our live events. I have another dream that I would love to work on this year, which will help me grow exponentially, I'm pretty sure. So anyway, that is about my first goal, this revenue goal. The second goal that I have is a bicontinental life. Now, I read this term maybe last year and then I kind of forgot about it. And then I recently saw it again just before the turn of the year. And I was like, that's it. That's what I want to have this year. And I'm not quite sure how it's going to look. I have no idea actually in which countries, but I just really like the concept of splitting my time. And practically, I've got no idea. I mean, I've got some ideas, but I haven't settled on anything. You know, I just don't know the how, let me put it that way, or the countries. But I do really felt a strong connection to this term and something I want to have for this year. So I decided to put it on there anyway without knowing the map. It could be that I'm going to spend more time in Mexico, in the US, or that's like the one continent, and the other continent will be Europe. Like I do know it's North America and Europe, which could be The Hague, it could be London, it could be something else, I don't know. But how I'm looking at this goal is like, okay, if I'm someone with a bicontinental life, how would my life then appear to me? Like, what is going on for me with that goal reached? How do I wake up? What people am I hanging out with? What am I doing with my days? And that is the little vision that I wrote down. And the how, again, no idea, but it's my goal. So I'm living into that, or I'm trying to live into that already, into the identity. And the third goal is, I was debating this one for a while because I thought, do I want to put something down for my love life, for my health, or something else? And I was debating between the first two. And I remember waking up here just before New Year's Eve here in Mexico City. And I wasn't thinking about my goals, but all of a sudden it popped into my brain. And it just said, I want to become the hottest version of myself that I can be. And I right away thought, yeah, that sounds really good. I right away felt this pull, like, yeah, I'm going for that ride. And I'm just trusting my intuition here. I'm not going to go, you know, I was thinking as well, oh, I could ride down running half a marathon under 2 hours again, or a full marathon. But it, you know, as much as I want to do that, I didn't feel the emotional connection to it. And that is key for me when I set my goals. And when I heard this become the hottest version of myself in my head, I was like, yeah, that's it. Let me just put it down. And I'm loving it already. Like, it really brings up this energy for me. Let me go chase this goal. And becoming the hottest version of me is not just about how I look. It's about how I feel. I want to be the most magnetic version of myself too. So this is not just about going to the gym. This is also about making sure I have enough rest, making sure I still have a sparkle in my eyes and a glow in my eyes because I'm happy doing what I love doing, because I wake up excited for the day, because I feel joyful, because I'm surrounded by people that support me. You know, that is all part of that too. But there's a very strong health and fitness component, I'm not going to lie. In 2024, my health was really, well, relatively bad. I'm still quite grateful that I have a very well-operating body. But in 2024, I was suffering from not sleeping, this histamine intolerance. There was lots going on. And then last year, I greatly improved that. Histamine intolerance is almost gone. I slept much better. But because of I was doing 3 rounds of egg freezing, I couldn't work out as much as I wanted. And every time, like, I got paused again, or also because I was traveling. So everything felt really scattered. And this year I'm really like, no, I want to go all in, because one, if I'm really honest, I'm not quite happy with the way that I currently look and how strong I am. When I was living in Brazil, and this was a couple of years ago, you know, I'm older now, but I was working out with a personal trainer 2 or 3 times a week, and I was running, I was training for a marathon. I was really fit and really strong, and I felt really happy and confident in my body and in my mind, therefore, as well, because I was working out so much, it really helped me grow my confidence. And I thought, you know, my body isn't bad looking now, I'm pretty happy, but it's not where I want it to be. It's not what it used to be. And I know I just feel a little bit better if I go back to that level. Maybe not fully, but just a little bit. And I feel, it's funny that as I say this, I feel a bit maybe embarrassed to say this out loud, because I feel as women, we really have to be like, accept yourself, la la la. But I also want to have this standard for myself that, you know, I give my body the best that I can and I make the best use of it. And that I really feel good in how I'm looking. And there shouldn't be any shame in saying that. So yeah, I'm announcing it. I want to become the hottest version of myself this year. So that means working out. That means taking good care of myself. And taking good care of myself also tells me, like, hey, I'm worth this self-care. I'm worth these high standards I have for myself. And I'm happy I can give that to myself. So yeah, I'm very excited about this goal. I have been going to the gym here already quite a lot, and already just feeling differently in my body and in my mind. So that has been going great. So that's my goal number 3. And those are my 3 goals for 2026, obviously with reading 12 books this year, because that has been on the list for forever and I will continue to do that. Now, I wanted to share something personal as well about a decision that I made a couple of weeks ago in The Hague. It was in October, November. And initially, I wanted to keep this decision private. I've told, obviously, my inner circle about it, but I haven't really shared it with anyone else. because I am not fully sure of the details of this decision. I know the essence of it, the essence is very clear, but the details and the how, I don't really know that yet. And I thought, let me be clear of my action, my direction, my course first, so I can feel fully confident in saying it, and then I will, you know, share it with everyone else. But then I realized, but this is exactly what my people go through as well. My people inside the Copilot, the expats who are overthinking their next chapter, who are following me on Instagram, or you guys listening to this podcast. And I'm not immune to those doubts and the indecision and the questions that you have as well. So I thought, actually, let me share what is going on for me. Let me share the decision that I made, even though I don't know yet how the how is going to look. But let me start sharing it because it might be useful for you. And it's also kind of freeing for me to just share it, actually. So right now I'm in Mexico City, and looking back on that decision that I made, I can really feel 90% sure that this is the right decision. And the decision that I made back in October, November is that I am going to leave The Hague. I'm going to move. It was in October that I was having a conversation with a sort of new friend, and I asked him for advice, like, about my situation, what would you do? And he's like, sell your house, move out, sell it. You're not happy there. And he kind of gave me the words that I had been telling myself already, but that I wasn't fully ready to say them out loud or to really commit to them. And as I went home, I realized, yeah, I know he's right. And I knew this already. And you, if you've been listening to the show more often, you probably thought this yourself as well. Amanda, just move out. And then 2 weeks later, I was having drinks with another friend, and I was telling him about The Hague and about this conversation I had with the other friend. And as I was sharing a bit more, I told him, I'm really unhappy here. And I heard myself say that, and it's almost I had like an outer body experience that I saw myself sitting there saying again how unhappy I was. And right there and then I told him, I'm going to do it. It's done. I made a decision. It's done. It's a done deal. So the decision is that I'm going to leave. And when I shared the decision with more people, I right away felt relief. And that to me is always a good sign. So to give you some background, I was reading my notebook from last year, my journal. And many times after a trip, I had written down there, it feels like I have to go back to my prison again. It feels like I was allowed to play on this beautiful summer evening with friends in the neighborhood as a kid, you know. But then I need to go back to the house because it's cool tomorrow and I need to sleep. And all the big ones are allowed to stay outside. This is really how it felt to me every time I was on a holiday or a trip and I had to go back home. I was being sent back to my prison. It really, really felt that way. Now, I know these words are a bit harsh. And also when I said, oh, I'm so unhappy here, it's not the entire truth. I also had very good moments there. And it wasn't bad. But it wasn't also the environment that I need to thrive. And being now in Mexico City, I can already see the difference. The people that I meet, the conversations that I have, the streets that I walk on, I feel so different here and much, much better. And I'm someone who right now in the phase of my life, I'm in my ambition era. I want to have entrepreneurial people around me. I want to have more expats around me. I want to have bigger city vibes around me. And I'm not finding that in The Hague. Plus, my house, from the start, it's been a hard love. It's been love and hate. There have been good moments, but there have been many, many, many bad moments. Both my parents died, and my grandma died, and a friend died while I was there. I had two very painful breakups. I had two leakages, I don't know, water flowing in my house, and all these kids every single day. I just cannot take it anymore. And the only times I realize I'm really happy in that house is in summer, when the kids are on holiday and the days are long and warm and the beach is close by. That's when I'm happy in The Hague. But those 2 months a year aren't enough for me to stay there. So I'm going to move. The how, I'm not quite sure. Am I going to sell it? I might, but there are some financial implications that I really need to sit down for and make a tough decision on that. Am I going to buy something else in the Netherlands? I don't think so. Am I going to buy something else abroad? I also don't think so. Am I going to rent in the Netherlands? I don't know. Am I going abroad? I could be probably where? Maybe Mexico City. I really don't know. And I'm giving myself a couple of months to let that answer come up. And there's one thing that I want to share here. That is that for a while, I was waiting for something to happen. I knew I wasn't fully happy there, but at first I was waiting for like, oh, if I get into a relationship, I might want to live together with this person. So it doesn't make sense for me to sell the house now and buy a new house and then sell again. Obviously, that relationship never really happened. And then later it became about, okay, I want to move abroad to the US, maybe London, but I don't have the visa. So I kind of need to wait for something to happen. And I was kind of ready to sell my house. I don't mind burning the bridges. I don't mind taking big, scary steps. As long as I have an alternative, a plan to focus on, a vision to work towards. I need to know where I'm going. And I really don't want to live out of a suitcase. And as I didn't have that, I was just waiting and waiting and waiting for that to happen so that I could then move and respond to it. But what I realized recently is that everything is frozen. And it reminded me so much of a constellation that I did a year ago. A constellation is coming from systemic work where different people represent different people or different parts of your life or of something. And there were people in my constellation representing something of me, and I was walking in that constellation and everything was frozen. And I was waiting for someone to take over, to take the lead so that it could move again, not realizing that I actually had that power. I was frozen as well. And a couple of weeks ago, that image came up again. And I realized in this situation, everything is frozen too. And I'm waiting for something to happen or for someone to take the lead so I can respond to that. And what I really felt strongly this time, no, if everything is frozen, let me get into motion so that everything can start responding to me. And let me trust that things will work out for me, that the answer will come up. And I love this because these constellations, I do them with my clients as well, they can be so powerful, but sometimes we only really feel it a year later. But that constellation was really deeply ingrained in my brain still. And I was reminded of it. So what I'm doing going forward is I'm giving myself a couple months to let the answers come up, but I am getting ready to move out. So I am reading about like, okay, the implications, my options, the possibilities. When I come back, I'm definitely going to ask some realtors to take a look, to give me the perceived value of the house. And then I'm, you know, going to decide. So I'm getting into action and I'm sharing it with a lot of people as if it's already happening. I mean, the decision is made. Does that mean I'm 100% convinced of this decision? No, I also still have like things, you know, just yesterday I was thinking, oh, but if I really sell everything, that means I won't have my dryer anymore. I don't know why, but I really like my dryer. All these little things come up for me as well, and they make me question my decision. It's natural. But I deep down know that the majority of what I'm feeling is I'm not happy there. So let me listen to the majority and not to this smaller part of me that kind of wants to hang on because it feels safer. Because I don't have a real plan yet, right? So just stepping into the unknown, taking the leap, feels scary. I'm going to admit that. And it also feels very freeing. Because of what I realized now that I really made this decision is that before I was just putting band-aids on, like, okay, let me go to Mexico City for 2 months. Let me do this. Let me do that. And now I'm realizing, oh, I'm really closing a chapter. It's not a band-aid anymore. I can actually close this door. And it feels very freeing because I got to this house in 2020 in the middle of the pandemic. As I said, I lost a lot of people there. I got hurt. And it's time. It's time for a new chapter. And I'm honestly so excited about it. So I'm moving forward with the unknown, with the fear, with all the questions, with the not knowing simply. And I'm moving forward because I know it's calling me. And I'm going to take you along. So probably in another episode, I'll share more about it, but also on Instagram, I'm going to share openly about my journey, because I know so many of you have this as well, where you are feeling a next chapter is emerging or is being forced upon you, but you're scared as fuck because you can't see clearly yet what is going to happen for you. And yeah, let me show you how I do it. Let me show you how I move forward with all that fear and trying to just shed a light on my next step and continue doing that. Hopefully inspiring you in this journey as well. So make sure to follow me on Instagram if you're not doing that yet. And for now, I hope these goals were inspiring to you. I hope maybe listening about my story with my decision did something for you. And if it did, please let me know. Maybe you have a decision you keep going over again and again that you want to share something about. You're very welcome to do so. And it, by the way, if you feel that 2026 is going to be the year that you're going to take a decision, make a decision, or take a step, a big bold move, or start a new chapter, the Copilot is opening its door soon again in February with a new live cohort. And very soon I'm going to send out an email to those on the priority list with an exclusive invitation, coming at an exclusive pricing as well. So if you want to be on that list, no strings attached if you're on it, use the link in the show notes to sign up, and then you'll get an email when the time is there and you can decide if you want to join the party or not. For now, I wish you a beautiful, fantastic, magical year ahead. I really hope all your dreams are coming true. Let's use the energy of the year of the horse. Let's get into momentum, action, speed, and really go after what our heart is telling us to do. That's definitely what I'm going to follow this year. I'll talk to you soon again, and have a great day wherever you are. Bye-bye.